Street, Paul. Although the pandemic may have slowed some of the fundraising efforts that take place annually by the St. Paul Hospital Foundation, it certainly has not stopped the work that's done year-round. Most recently, residents at the J.P. de Casse Auxiliary, located within the St. Therese Street, Paul Healthcare Center, have been the recipients of an ABI machine, also known as Ambient Activity Technology. The machine invites residents to do activities that they can choose and do by themselves, explains Noreen Brusso, president of the Hospital Foundation. The machine was something that could be purchased and put into use quickly, and so far residents are just loving it. Residents can use a steering wheel to take a virtual drive down a road, or complete other entertaining tasks. Typically, the foundation would have hosted its annual gala event just weeks ago, but the last gala held took place in March of 2020, just prior to the COVID-19 pandemic shutting down large gatherings. The board has decided to continue to be cautious, and once again opted not to organize a gala event in 2022. But, the foundation is still accepting donations, recently receiving $10,000 from Canadian Natural Resources. Century 21 Poirier Real Estate also donated to the foundation not long ago, with a contribution from the company's program that sees 1% of commission directed back to the community. We certainly appreciate any donations from our community, says Brusso. The foundation is now looking at doing a 50-50 draw, and will be working a casino to continue to raise funds and support the purchase of needed healthcare equipment. With a number of new physicians in town, the list of equipment that is needed at the moment totals about $75,000. The surgeon at the hospital has requested new anesthetic carts, which helps maximize efficiency in the operating room. A neonatal resuscitation cart has also been requested so medical professionals can organize emergency equipment for newborns. A new cardiac monitor, specifically for newborn babies, has also been requested by hospital staff, along with a pediatric crash cart, which is a piece of life-saving equipment used specifically for children. A portable ultrasound for the emergency room is also on the wish list of items. So, in total that's $75,000 worth, says Brusso. The foundation has also benefited from some of the 50-50 draws organized by the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation. Although a total amount is not yet known, the funds will be used to create a space for healthcare workers to relax. The funds are meant to support the mental well-being of healthcare workers at the hospital, and so a quiet room will be created to allow for workers to have a safe space to decompress. Brusso says a survey was done and staff specifically requested a quiet room be created. So, hospital administration worked to find a space in the facility, and work will soon begin on the space. Looking ahead, Brusso says, we're truly hoping that we can do a gala next year. We miss people. The nonprofit, volunteer-run organization is hoping to host a celebration and fundraiser in March or April of next year. Overall, the foundation is hoping to support the many physicians and healthcare workers in St. Paul, helping them do their job, while also supporting patients.